The Supreme Court decision to overturn Roe v. Wade means millions are poised to lose access to abortion services. And states with the greatest restrictions happen to have some of the highest maternal mortality rates, with major gaps in rural maternity care. Side Effects Public Media's April Rickert reports.
If you're pregnant and live in a rural area, you might struggle to access prenatal care. Dr. Anna Banfield saw this firsthand when she worked as an OBGYN in rural West Virginia.
We have a lot of mothers in our country who are suffering because potentially, in many cases, there are breakdowns in the prenatal care system.
Half of all U.S. counties had not even one dedicated OBGYN in 2019. That's according to federal data. And there's concern that pending abortion bans in places already lacking maternal health care resources could mean more pregnancies to come and worse outcomes. Like much of the U.S., Kentucky suffers from a lack of rural OBGYNs. And here, people are twice as likely to die from pregnancy-related causes than the rest of the country. There are nearly 40 maternal deaths for every 100,000 births. Banfield says prenatal care is so important for improving outcomes. That's especially true for people with high-risk health conditions.
We may have a patient who has hypertension. You know, we may have a mother who has a placenta that's inappropriately located and has bleeding outside the hospital that results in hemorrhage that is life-threatening.
She says even people with low-risk pregnancies should have regular checkups. And pregnant people in rural areas have higher rates of conditions like diabetes and high blood pressure.
Oftentimes that means that the number of visits that they are recommended to have can be substantially increased.
While family doctors can provide prenatal care in rural areas, not all do, says Dr. Lars Peterson, a family physician in Kentucky. He's vice president of research for the American Board of Family Medicine.
There's a persistent pattern of rural family physicians in Kentucky are doing prenatal care and delivering babies less than neighboring states and nationally, which could indicate an access problem.
Melissa Egan says there are many additional barriers to care, like a lack of insurance and systemic racism in healthcare. She's a senior policy analyst at the Commonwealth Institute of Kentucky. Egan says doctors often blame patients for not accessing prenatal care when sometimes it's about a breakdown of trust.
A woman may have seen her provider, and that provider may have expressed something that she perceived as being racist. And she may not want to come to that provider any longer. She may not trust that provider. She may stop using prenatal care altogether or may want to find another provider.
Banfield, the OBGYN, says while the causes are many, the result of low prenatal health care is the same. Bad outcomes for patients and babies. And that, she says, is likely to get worse with the overturn of Roe v. Wade.
The post-Roe situation and the issues we have with maternal mortality and the issues that we have with access to care in rural areas of the United States and even some urban areas that are under-resourced are all coming together in a way that is going to make our situation when we are trying to fight a battle against maternal mortality 1,000 times worse.
While abortions are still legal in Kentucky and much of the Midwest, the services are getting harder to come by. Many states are cracking down. In the meantime, OBGYNs like Banfield are sounding the alarm about the potential consequences on pregnant people in rural areas, who are already among the most vulnerable. I'm April Rickert, Side Effects Public Media.
This story comes from a collaboration between WFPL, Side Effects Public Media, and the Midwest Newsroom.